This is Karina, and you're listening to Bold, Brown and British, a weekly podcast where we discuss what it means to be a brown person in a Western world. We've spoken about colorism, third culture identity, and dating amongst many others in this podcast. So if this sounds like the type of content that you want to hear, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can also message us on Instagram. The handle is @BoldBrownAndBritish, or drop us an email via our website at www.boldbrownbritish.com. So without further ado, let's get on with this week's episode.
Oh, get ready. Get your scissors out. Get your scissors out. Yeah. You have to do a lot of cutting.
Your floor is going to be full.
My floor?
Yeah, on the cutting floor.
Just dead.
Bless him, he tried.
So how's it going, guys? How's life?
Lockdown life.
Lockdown.
Couldn't ask for anything better. All the things you want to do around the house, you know, you could do that now. You got no choice.
Pick up any hobbies.
Yeah, yeah.
Surely those have been done like 10 times over already now.
Yeah, I'm expert now. I can do like, you know, the housework in, you know, half an hour. Before it used to take me 2 hours, I used to procrastinate. Like, oh, no, I can't do 2 hours or whatever. But now I've just got it, you know.
Yeah, we all run out of hobbies then. Like found new hobbies and run out of hobbies.
You know what? I think, you know what I like? I have found a new hobby, and I think you've probably seen it in the groups and stuff, but since joining some of these WhatsApp groups, I've just found an outlet or a vent for my hobbies. It's like, oh, this is what I do, but I got no one to talk to about it, and these groups where you got people who are in the same headspace, it's like, oh my God, this is what I've been, you know, wanting. So yeah, I have found hobbies, things I was doing on my own, but it gets boring when you do stuff on your own and have, or the outlet you have is probably, you might watch somebody on YouTube, you know, who's doing the same sort of thing, but when it's on an active WhatsApp group and everyone's got the same kind of mindset, it's quite interesting, as you get a bit of feedback and a bit of whatever, but it's good.
I don't know about you, but like you kind of gone to a point where you all just start listening to a lot more podcasts. So that's kind of what we wanted to, or what I wanted to talk about today, podcasting, and how I swear to God, everybody has a podcast these days. And I know I say that having started my podcast very recently, so it's very ironic and I accept that. But what the hell is happening, guys?
So where do you listen to your podcast? As in what, in the car, in bed, or?
I thought you could just leave it at for a bit of exercise. And
yeah.
Yeah, for exercise. Yes, so when I'm like, I guess, walking, but mainly just kind of mindless tasks when I'm working, I'll just have it on in the background as instead of music, or if I'm doing my dishes, which is all very exciting. I know, like, I know you're all jealous of the exciting life I lead right now, listening to podcasts while I'm doing my dishes.
Yeah, I like to listen when I'm on a walk. But you know what? There's some useful stuff out there when you do listen to some of these. Some of these are so like nice and uplifting, or you can just learn so much. It's just maybe some of the people that are probably jumping on it just because maybe they're bored.
Yeah, I mean, like, so it started, like, podcasting isn't new, right? It predates the internet in some ways. It's kind of audio blogging, or what was called audio blogging, and then it got uploaded to iPods, which is why it's called podcasting, from kind of my like memory. But it's just kind of like a lot of I've heard a couple of people being like, oh, I'm the voice of this, you know, like for this or that, and I'm kind of listening to it being like, are you, what are you saying, that like what constitutes you, or like, you know, gives you the authority to claim yourself or self-claim yourself as the voice of brown people, or the voice of, you know, or whatever it is.
I think, so I tend to listen when I'm working or traveling, or, you know, whatever the case might be. it's probably replaced radio. So, you know, back in the old days, you know, if you were at a workplace, you'd have the radio on. And yeah, whatever was on, you would have to listen to it, whether it was music or if it was, you know, Nigel Farage or you know, Mr. Blobby. It didn't matter who it was, you had to listen to them. But now,
good example.
I know. I'm covering all the spectrum,
all the bases, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But now there's a podcast for every. The reason why, you know, I at least I think, is everyone has a podcast because everyone thinks they have a niche, and there are niches for everything, and it's very, very accessible. So take you, for example. You thought there was a gap in the market. You started a podcast on this topic and put it out into the world. So if people are of a similar vein, they can listen. So if people are interested in whatever it might be, say comedy, then they can listen to whatever, a comedy podcast with their favorite, you know, comedian on it. And that way they know they'll definitely enjoy it. Whereas before, you know, whoever it was on the radio, whether you like them or not, you might listen to them and just for the sake of listening.
Because they're kind of forced to, I guess you get the choice.
Yeah.
What are we listening to? What are you guys listening to?
Like, I knew you were going to ask me that. I've got a guilty secret. I used to listen to podcasts, and then it kind of went, you know, I switched to the dark side, and I bought a YouTube premium thing. And so now I can listen to YouTube and have that running in the background, and that, you know, and I'm listening to all sorts now, you know. But you know, you can have it switched off, you know, so it doesn't drain your phone or anything like that. You know, you just leave it switched off in your phone. As long as you're plugged in with your headset, you can just listen to whoever is talking about whatever. So I do podcasting, but not in, you know, not the way I think, not in its original format. You know, what am I listening to? So I'm into comics, so there's a few you know, Marvel, DC, that kind of comic, not. But yes, I tend to watch podcasts on character, film reviews, that sort of thing, and you know, analysis of what happened in the all the deep, insightful analysis on what happened on Mandalorian and where all the plot holes are, or you know, what's coming up, that kind of thing. So that tends to keep me interested in what's going on.
So for me, during lockdown, it's just been a little bit more about like self-development, you know, how to improve your confidence, a little bit of mindfulness, meditation. But yeah, I'm not looking at one or two podcasts. It's almost like I flip between a few different ones. Some are really good. Don't get me wrong. Some have really annoying voices. And I'm sorry. I can't listen to this. But yeah, there's some really amazing content out there, like really nice. Great stuff, you know, that just really helps you, and it kind of makes you think in a different way, in a better perspective, in a different perspective, and you can learn a lot. But I don't know, there might also be other ones where I'm just a bit like, you know, it's just very repetitive, or there's some where I'm just like, while it's good, it's almost like they're repeating the same points.
Do you guys find that you're following specific podcasts or podcasters, or just similar topics?
Mine tend to follow a similar theme. So you guys said, you know, you're into your analysis or trying to improve yourselves and so on. I'm just trying to get through the day. So mine are very much on a comedy type theme, or at least on a lighthearted type of theme. So just looking at what I've listened to recently, you know, Off Menu with Ed Gamble and James Acaster, obviously two comedians. They have a guest from... a guest every week, who could be, you know, actor, comedian, or MP, or whatever it might be. There's the QI podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish, which is literally just an hour.
That's a really good podcast.
Exactly, and you know, the four of them bounce off each other. They're really they have their own humor, and then there's other ones where, like, you know, the topic can go absolutely anywhere. So there's one called Dame Baptiste Questions Everything. So where it would be Dame Baptiste, the comedian, and his producer and a guest, and they'll come on and each one of them will have a question ready to ask one another.
Okay.
But, you know, you don't know what questions are going to come up. And it doesn't necessarily relate to that certain person. So, for example, when Jimmy Carr went onto that podcast, they started talking about conspiracy theorists, right? None of them have anything to do with conspiracy theorists, but they just, you know, had a conversation about it and you know, just got off what was on their mind. And some of them, it's not that deep. One of them, it was like, what do you prefer, sweets or biscuits or chocolate? Well, like, it can be trivial as well. But I tend to keep it lighthearted because
you're just trying to, it's just background.
It's kind of background noise. And yeah, and you're looking out for things to, I don't know, perhaps maybe just make you feel better whilst you're going along. Certainly whilst working on your own in a dark room.
It really varies on the mood or why I'm listening to that podcast. You know, there's like the Receipts podcast, which basically is, again, similarly, people writing their kind of receipts or baggages, and they discuss it and they kind of talk amongst themselves. There's The End of the World with Josh Clark, which basically takes various kind of sci-fi AI kind of innovations, and they talk about that and they just kind of go, okay, well, what's that about? And then there's like Women's Hour, where, you know, it's like empowering boss babes all over the world. Mizan's laughing like, oh God. yep. And then like what I would count as relatively geeky ones, but I guess not for me, is like, you know, Freakonomics.
I read Freakonomics years ago now, so I can't remember what it had in there. But I think they've done a sequel, right? As in they released another book.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't remember anything in there. It just had economics in there. Oh, this would be interesting, but had nothing to do with economics, really. I mean, it was. But yeah. I've not actually got into the whole audiobook thing. I mean, makes sense given, you know, and just put it on your ears and listen to it, but I
do prefer reading an actual book, which is weird because I like podcasts.
They don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Because
I guess that way, if you're listening to an audiobook, you can get it done whilst you do something else, whereas if you're reading a book, you sit there and read a book.
Yeah, so they're trying to sell some of those, right, by having, you know, celebrity speakers. You know, I'm trying to think of who now, the names have escaped me, but
Stephen Fry,
that's it. I mean, you know, you can't get any more famous than, you know, than that, in terms of his voice instantly recognizable, and, you know, when you hang on his every word sort of thing, and you think, oh God, this hopefully it's not a long book, because pause. But yeah, I find him quite addictive when I listen to him speak. He's incredibly articulate, and I love how he delivers his words. It's like Russell Brand, I think, in some ways. Very different speaker, but very eloquent in his delivery. You know, the content is always a bit controversial, or can be controversial, but
one of the biggest, well, probably maybe the biggest podcast in the world is the Joe Rogan Experience. And Joe Rogan, it, on the face of it, doesn't really have an appealing voice per se. It's not on. It's not like Stephen Fry. It's not like David Attenborough. It's not, you know. But because he got in early, and he created the sort of, well, literally the experience. It's being able to take it wherever you want. And, you know, he has all kinds of guests on his podcast. I never listen to like whole episodes of his. I do come across clips on YouTube every now and again. But you know, it will go from bodybuilding to you know what, it might be about American football, or it might be about animals. I mean, it literally depends on who the guest is.
How important do you think is voice to podcasting? Like, how much of that is a factor in whether you listen to it? Like, are you, for me, it's a really big factor. I think I factor that higher than content sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the voice, the language, the delivery, it all, it's a package, isn't it? I think you might have the content, but if you're lacking the delivery, it might be a hard slog. Yeah.
Really monotonous voice.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, no, I know what I'm going to listen to. I've got a bit of insomnia. I'll listen to this podcast. You know,
forget about the well noises. Yeah.
I don't need the drugs, love. I've got the podcast on.
You have that. Like, there are some, genuinely, there's some podcasts, which I don't think they're not, I mean, they're definitely not created to be, to help with sleep. But I put it on before, like, I am, in case, you know, on the very regular occasions, and I'm up at like 4 a.m. just kind of unable to sleep, and I know because their voice will put me to sleep. I mean, there's like, there are podcasts that are like boring books for bedtime, which are, as it sounds, like textbooks read in the most monotonous voice to help, to try and to get you to sleep. If someone had a good voice but they had like shit content, would you still listen to them?
Guilty.
Somebody else, you know, they might have personally got rubbish content, but somebody else might pick them up and take them to get to, you know, to present better content. Whereas I don't know if it was you or whoever, who, someone else, but I remember listening to this podcast which was run by a brother and sister. And the first episode I listened to, it was just them arguing. I got through, maybe
that one, and you're like,
okay. Yeah, it was it was 10 minutes of them just arguing with each other. So if I wanted to listen to that, you know, I just listen outside my window. I'm trying to learn something, or I'm trying to have a good time. It just wasn't very enjoyable, in my opinion.
Do you know what it is? I mean, you can have loads of examples. I think some people, they may lack the content, so they make up for it in their personality. Famous YouTuber PewDiePie or whatever. You know, I don't play games. I don't probably like watching games because I prefer to play it. But just, and it's so...
Mind games, okay, or like video games? Or what are you talking?
No, as in, you know, video games or whatever. But his delivery, the comedy, the humor, whatever... And it's repetitive, you know. It's like he's saying the same old things that you kind of, if you're a YouTuber for that long, you know, you kind of hear the same old things over and over again. But it's just, you know, his delivery or whatever. I don't do this, you know. It's his delivery, the way he delivers it. I just find that quite entertaining, even if it's stuff I've seen over and over. It might be building Minecraft, you know, stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, this could be really boring to watch, but it's all about the way he delivers his lines. But you're watching blimmin' Minecraft. Can you imagine how can watching Minecraft be interesting, you know? But yeah, you know, it does make a difference in the delivery. And I think that's probably where he's done well.
That's a huge industry in itself, isn't it? Just like watching people play games.
Yeah.
Just look at KSI. He started by playing FIFA. He wasn't that good at it, but he brought just energy and a character to playing FIFA. And then now look at him. He's a multimillionaire. Now he's a boxer and a best-selling artist. So, but his origins are playing FIFA. And I think he moved on to pranks as well in the middle.
I mean... none of those are related. Boxing, crime.
Exactly. FIFA. Exactly. But he got an audience.
Right.
And, you know, he's really young. He's younger than we are. And he took it from there. He just said, okay, I think I can do this. Let me try it. If it doesn't go well, I've still got this to fall back on.
At what point do you decide that actually my voice is not being used for the greater good?
Sometimes age, I think. Yeah, the older you get, you realize, oh, I'm not changing anything. Whatever I say, no one listens. Yeah. So you think, okay, I've got all this good stuff in my head, but that my audience has moved on. You know, the crowd has moved on. And you think, okay, this is probably going to rest in my head, and I'll share it with my mates going forward. Sometimes it's an age thing. You know, when you think, okay, you got to look at your audience and who you're talking to, or whatever, and you got things in common. Great, you can share it. But at the moment, I find more often than not nowadays that, you know, some of the things I've got in my head are just not very relatable to, you know, to another generation. It might be 10 years younger or 20 years younger. You just don't know. So you just keep a lot of stuff in your head. I don't know if that was answering your question or not, but that's the moment I realize, yeah, I might need to pick and choose my audience.
I guess also it depends on why, right? Like what is your why for why you're YouTubing, podcasting, blogging, vlogging, writing, or whatever your creative outsource is. And if it's for you, if it's something because you want to, then fine. Like you're not going to be bothered by, you know, how many people are listening to it or whether anyone listens to it. If you're doing it because I actually want to make money from it, I just think that that's just, it's a bad place to start. If you feel like I'm going to start this because it's the next big thing and I'm going to get rich from it, I think that mentality is what screws a lot of people over.
Especially if you're starting from zero. If you're a nobody and you start a podcast, you need to really, really, really try. Just like any business, you've got to market it, you've got to plug it, you need to get your engagements up, whatever the case is. And if that's still not working, then maybe nobody wants to know what you have to say. Podcasts are permanent. So, you know, you might get famous for another reason. For example, 5 years down the line, and people looking you up might discover this back catalogue of podcasts that are uploaded, and as a result, that might gain popularity.
It is permanent, and it is something that it can help you in other ways, right? Like with any hobby or like any, I guess, creative outlet, you could start journaling or you could start writing the book you've always wanted to, and you realize that through this, I'm learning a lot more about myself and about other things that I probably never would have learned. I mean, I listen to myself, like I have to edit my own voice and I really want to be like, why am I doing this? Like, why would anybody want to hear this? Because everybody hates the sound of their own voice, but, you know. Thank you for the silence that followed that. That really.
Yeah, not my own voice, just your voice, really. Just.
Yeah, I was trying not to nod as you were saying it. You know, going back to what you were saying earlier about, you know, people doing stuff for money and then it always fails. You know, when people have the objective, I'm going to make a lot of money, I'm going to do a podcast, make lots of money, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I was talking about that yesterday to my son. I said, you know, whatever you, and I think, you know what, there's a film called Three Idiots, which you may have seen or whatever, but it's right at the very end of the film where he says, if you pursue excellence, then success will follow. Mm-hmm. And you could say success is money, recognition, whatever it is, you know, that you're looking for. But if you focus on being the best at what you do, then whatever the rewards are of what you do, whether it's money, recognition, fame, whatever it is, you know, as a side effect, that will always come. But if you're chasing, you know, fame and money and whatever, then you prepare for some disappointments, because you're thinking about it the wrong way around. If you're desperate for fame and money, then you're going to make mistakes and they're going to hurt. Whereas if you do something that you're passionate about, you love, something that comes naturally to you or something you spend many, many hours on, then yeah, you'll find it'll be a side effect, a pleasant side effect. And, you know, going back to what you were saying about, you know, podcasts or people doing things, you got to do it for the right reasons. You got to do it because you enjoy it, you love it. You've got some value to add. You've got something you can share that could help enrich not just yourself because you're sharing, you know, knowledge that was hard earned, but people can benefit from that knowledge. People can benefit and enrich themselves or be shown a path that they haven't been exposed to. So there's some reward in that, you know. Hey, have you looked at this? Have you considered this? Or what, you know, what about these options? And, you know, if you know stuff, share it, because some people, you know, just haven't got the benefit of that. Nowadays, everyone's, you know, when I was younger, I used to go to the library all the time before the internet, right? Whereas now people have, you know, all that information, you know, in the palm of their hands, right? But sometimes, you know, people can get, you know, because of algorithms or whatever, YouTube or whoever, or Google or whatever, might be pointing you down a particular path and you can't see, you know, what else is out there, you know, the bigger picture, because the algorithms know your behavior and will just keep, you know, feeding you the same kind of thing that you like over and over again. And it kind of closes you to other ideas, other views. And yeah, it's a very, you know, podcast or whatever, and algorithms and what you get fed and what you're shown can fall. I worry, I guess.
It's an echo chamber, isn't it?
Yeah. It's an echo chamber. And by the time, you know, my kids are grown up, they're going to become bigots because they don't know any other viewpoint of view or, you know, other option apart from what they've been fed via podcast, via YouTube, whatever the medium is. So, yeah, libraries, man. We need them, you know.
I think you've missed a trick there. All you had to tell them is if they follow excellence, I'll as well.
Damn it. I forgot what the punchline was. That was it.
Why does everyone have a podcast? Like, what have we reached? Have we reached a conclusion?
Do you know what? I think if you started a podcast because you wanted to share your insights and you got that passion to deliver, you know, things you've observed and you've worked on an edge or your own unique view on things, then yeah, don't worry about who listens. Just worry about, you know, delivering that quality content. You know, it doesn't have to be a show or anything, you know, we plan, just be you. So it'll be your character, it'll be your energy, it'll be your motivation. You know, that comes out, you know, through voice or on a screen. You know, people can feel that. Yeah. And that, I think, would... And then, you know, if you don't worry about the numbers or who listens or not, you'll find organically it'll just happen.
Yeah. I think it caters to everybody. There's a podcast or multiple podcasts for everybody. And why not? It's easy. Just click record on your telephone and post it. See if anybody listens.
In these virtual times, right? Like a lot of people are listening to podcasts. I think there was a stat that podcast listens or Spotify and Apple podcasts has gone up by 70% just in lockdown, because people do have the time to listen to a lot more, and it's easy content to be consumed when you are multitasking. Glad.
I suppose what would be impressive, right, if you're going to set the benchmark on working from home and multitasking, is watching all of Ertugrul and getting paid by doing a job. You know, if you can multitask those while holding down a job, then I'd say, yeah, you've multitasked like a pro.
Well, I
we know somebody like that,
one.
Don't we?
We do.
Equally, we could have somebody working full time and mastering you know, Bitcoin, the share market,
not naming names.
Providing feedback and tips to other people.
Hey, yeah, like yeah.
Just suggestions.
If you're up to date with the stock market and working, that is multitasking to the highest degree.
And cooking steak. Yeah, I'll be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you go to cook your dinner, cook your steak. But thanks for joining, guys. This is
great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karina.